You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hey, we have an NBA note. Okay? NBA note. David Lee has apparently been acquired by the Boston Celtics.
Yes.
From the Golden State Warriors. Now, when you go inside that NBA Finals series, there was a point where David Lee came into the Golden State picture, and they got, I know Iguodala was a huge part of this when they went small, as they say, but David Lee kind of gave them a little bit of an edge, and it happened at the end of Game 3, where the Cavs actually won that game, but David Lee then got put back in and had, he had no minutes, actually, in the first two, and then when they were getting blown out by 20, he came back in, they almost caught the Cavaliers.
Yeah, it was foul trouble. I think Draymond Green was in foul trouble, and they just they had nowhere else to go to bring in that smallish, you know, middle range forward, and David Lee filled a great role, and he fits that Boston mentality now.
Yeah, with that coach Brad Stevens. So he apparently is going to the Celtics. That's a trade, and Golden State loses a piece of the puzzle of but it didn't seem like David Lee figured in a lot. I think at that point they were looking for a lot of answers, and something that would work in that series.
Exactly, and I recall, you know, soon after the championship when the Golden State Warriors were going to move on, they said that they would be an advocate to help David Lee find his next landing spot.
Okay, so that's what's going on there. Kind of a sad story you passed along. Wait, is Donovan McNabb possibly in some trouble again?
Yes, Donovan McNabb has gotten his pulled over for a second DUI since 2013.
Oh, that is sad.
So I think minimum punishment is 90 days in jail.
Ooh, boy.
Yeah.
So that's another story coming across the blotter.
Yes.
As we get set to wrap up the show here today. And Matt had a ball the last couple of days.
It's been
really
fun.
Did.
And we'll do it 2 weeks from now.
We will.
Another Monday, Tuesday.
That's great. So as we come down here right now, towards a couple of weeks remaining in vacation, are you like a kid, if you're a player or a coach for that matter, and when you're a kid on summer vacation and Labor Day approaches, you're saying to yourself, ugh, gosh, I got to get ready to go to school.
Yeah.
Are you, as a player, are you like that right now? You're down to a few weeks.
You are.
Can you be excited about getting to camp?
No, there's very few players that are excited about coming to camp.
Right.
The rookies and young players looking to prove themselves that didn't get an opportunity last year are waiting for camp because they've got the young legs, the fresh minds, the fresh legs, ready to go out and prove it. But the vets who understand the, you know, the monotony of training camp and the fatigue associated, you know, in keeping their body fresh because of the opportunities via the preseason, and more so than anything, the vets that will give limited action to prime their bodies for their best performances week one in New York.
Now, the thing that I will be looking for, and I look for it every time, is that Walter Mitty guy that will come out of the pack, and we won't know anything about him, and he's going to come out of the pack, and he's going to make unbelievable plays. And, you know, a guy like Robert Nelson last year had a big interception in the last preseason game against the Chicago Bears. K'Wan Williams, who only Jeff Hafley and Mike Patton knew about, you know, coming out of Pitt, and he comes here, you know, with a lot of money over on the defensive side and in the secondary, and he made plays. There's going to be a guy or two that's going to do that in training camp, and as I look at the roster, I'm anxious to see who that guy is going to be. That's going to be the rags to riches story and make this team.
It is, and I can't name a name because this roster has gotten so competitive that there are going to be veterans on this team fighting for a job.
Thanks to Doug Deacon for coming on the show today. That was really terrific. We had a lot of fun talking to Deke. We always do. Matt, have a great rest of your week.
Too.
Jason Gibbs is in with you tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Nathan continues to be on vacation. Hope he has a good one. And we want to thank you for joining us, as always, right here on ESPN 850 WKNR. You've been listening to Cleveland Browns Daily. Have a great rest of your day, everybody.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.